The mining industry has sent another warning shot to the federal government that it'll fight any change to the mining tax. Yesterday, the Labor Minister Simon Crean created confusion when he said the government was seeking to address the design flaw and change the tax. He later said the design wouldn't be changed. Since it was revealed the tax has only raised $126 million, the Greens and Independents have been lobbying for the removal of a provision which allows state and territory royalties to be deducted from the tax. Mitch Hook from the Minerals Council of Australia spoke to our reporter in Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
Mitch Hook, what did you make of Simon Crean's comments yesterday?
A little confused. The minister started off talking about a design flaw and then set about talking about making changes to the design of the tax. Let me be clear. The crediting of royalties against the revenue that would otherwise flow in terms of the mineral resources rent tax is not a design flaw. It is a design fundamental.
Well, it might not be a design flaw for the miners, but it's certainly a design flaw for the government.
Well, only if you accept that this contest and this battle between the feds and the states is a legitimate one. The states actually have the sovereignty over the resources in the ground, and they set the royalty rates, and they determine what's paid. The feds have come in over the top. The original idea of this new tax was it was actually to reform the royalty regime amongst the states. They didn't garner the cooperation of the states and take them with them. They tried to go out there with baseball bats, and they got them back with interest.
There is a flaw here for the government, though. You must acknowledge that. It is not...
No, sorry, Sam. I don't acknowledge that, because I only accepted... You can only accept that if you think that the government has legitimately set about trying to go for a tax grab. Now, they didn't. They argued that this was about tax reform. We've said it's a top-up tax. We've said it's not necessary for Australians to be sharing. This new tax is not necessary for Australians to be sharing in the benefits of the boom. And that's because we've paid about $130 billion since 2000.
Can we be clear from the miners' perspective, if the government does seek to change the tax in any way, what will be the response from the miners?
Pretty vigorous, I can just about guarantee it. The deal is a deal. We stuck to the deal. We designed this legislation to reflect that deal. Now, we've walked both sides of the barbed wire fence. The government needs to hold the line.
So would we see a similar campaign that we saw against Kevin Rudd's super profits tax, or would it be more vigorous than that?
Sam, you couldn't expect us to leave any stone unturned.
Ads in
Sam,
newspapers,
you
ads on...
You couldn't expect us to leave any stone unturned.
And what sort of revenue would you put into that?
Oh, Sam, we're way ahead of the eight ball here. The government is holding the line at the moment. The pressure is coming from the Greens and the Independents. And if there's a breach of the deal... However it's forced, however it comes through, you could expect that there would be an industry reaction. You only have to look historically to see that would be the case. Mm. I couldn't imagine anything that would galvanise the industry more thoroughly.
Mitch Hook from the Minerals Council of Australia speaking there to Samantha Hawley.